Road Podcast coming to you now. Bang. Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, yo. Young Tito Podcast coming to you now. Bang.
Yo, 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 what it do? Hey guys, this is Young Tito. I'm coming to you live and direct from beautiful, beautiful MGM Live in National Harbor. I'm actually on my way to work. I'm right by the motherfucking, there's police everywhere. I have to put my phone down. Anyways, happy Tuesday to y'all. Super Tuesday, super fucking Tuesday. Don't mind my truck in the background. I know that shit's loud. Hopefully I can get a different recording place. I've been very, very busy. I have to drive around a lot. So I'm not gonna make this one too long. I don't wanna hold y'all for too long and be mad as shit. Like, damn. I had to listen to a truck for 30 minutes. But he was making some pretty good points. But anyways, what I want to talk today was about the Super Tuesday election. You know, these motherfuckers ran out there and they were, I guess they had the Super Tuesday primaries. And your boy, Joe Biden, senile Joe Biden, he came out and he had himself a day. You know, he over exceeded a lot of people's projections. And I mean, at least he certainly over exceeded in my books. And, so what I guess I wanted to talk about was why that may have happened when I guess earlier in the maybe the month last month Bernie Sanders had a little bit of a stronghold on some of these states, which came out to be more of toss-ups. And I guess the first thing you could attribute that to is the fact that all the candidates in the Democratic primary, they all decided to just throw their hat in the Joe Biden pot last minute, just before Super Tuesday. So, and they decided to endorse Biden, by the way. And all of these candidates that dropped out, they endorsed Joe Biden. Pete Buttigieg, that other chick, Amy Klobuchar, and I mean, I really don't care about the other ones anyways. They all endorsed Joe Biden, and all their voters went to Joe Biden. So that's the first thing that kind of added. I mean, it did add a lot of voters to Joe Biden pool. All the moderates, all the, people who weren't sure who they were going to vote for. And they were like, oh, well, fuck it. I'm going to go vote for Joe Biden because that's what my candidate said to do. Oh, I'm going to go jump off a bridge next time she tells me to. But, so I guess let me talk about something else real quick before. Well, this is gonna be pretty much the other point. So I was on Facebook yesterday. I know it's Facebook, whatever. Fuck you. People still use Facebook. Some people, I do. Whatever. I talk to family and friends and shit. And I posted something on there. I said, "Well, all you weed smokers, if y'all are serious about, you know." You know, if all the weed smokers should pretty much be out there voting right now, because Super Tuesday, it's illegal in Virginia, at least recreationally, and you know, you guys should be out there voting. Bernie Sanders said he's gonna legalize that shit day one, and so I got a few responses on there, which I usually don't get too many responses, and one of the responses was. From a former educator of mine, which I mean, I respect a whole lot, even though we had a disagreement, I wanted to kind of know why. And his disagreement was, you know, his response was, you're not going to be able to enjoy that shit when you're getting the shit taxed out of you. And I was like, good point. Nobody wants to get the shit taxed out of them. But I responded, I'm not a millionaire, I should be fine. The billionaires are the ones that need to pay their taxes. And in doing so, I pretty much got into this long-ass tirade about how Bernie wasn't going to tax the... He's not going to tax the middle class, because he's a middle-class person. He said, and I told him, I was like, he's not planning on taxing the middle class. I've never seen anywhere where he says he's going to raise the taxes too dramatically on the middle class. I've looked at the tax rate. I don't know what the tax rate is right now, so I couldn't tell you what the difference is, personally. I'm not the best with taxes, so I'm not going to pretend like I am. I'm not an economist. But pretty much, I was explaining to him that he's just trying to help us. He's trying to help us. He wants free health care, and he wants debt relief. He wants free college. That's not a bad thing. I understand that the socialist tag is bad, but you know, that's just what the mainstream media is trying to do. And I was pretty much like, I'm not trying to change your opinion on anything, but I'm just trying to say the mainstream media is, you know, misinforming you on a lot of things about Bernie Sanders, and that's all I wanted them to know. But I understood his position. You know, he, as someone who works for the school system, I would assume, you know, I don't work for the school system, but I would assume that they have some type of health care benefits, as a full-time teacher, at least. And, I mean, I've worked as a full-time employee for a company, and I had benefits, which I think are legally mandated to you, as a full-time employee. I don't know if they're mandated, I don't know, but I think they're technically supposed to offer you those services. And so for him, I understood, you know, he doesn't want to get taxed more. That's, nobody wants to get taxed. We're in the middle class. We already get taxed the shit out of him. So, you know, he has health care. He's like, fuck Bernie, who cares? Fuck Bernie, whatever. And I understood that, you know, I was like, cool, that makes sense. That's perfectly, like, right in his book. I'm not saying he was wrong at all, and I wouldn't disagree with his pick if he picked, you know, Donald Trump or someone else. But I kind of realized then that people really were buying into the notion that Bernie's plan is going to tax the shit out of us for the Green New Deal. Or that's at least the perception of it. And I kind of explained to him that it wasn't all at once. You know, all that tax money isn't going to go into, you know, we're not going to get taxed all at once. And we're going to tax the super rich and the billionaires. So it's really not going to impact us that much. And I guess I kind of understood at that point that, you know, people on the right wing, they really, oh shit. At least people who, you know, I guess already have healthcare. And maybe they're not really, they don't need exactly what Bernie's proposing. You know, those people, they don't want to even risk, you know, getting taxed more. That's just it's a non-factor. They don't want that at all. So they'd rather not risk it and just go with someone who's a little safer, who's going to keep them. Because we're pinching pennies as it is. Like, it's hard out here. It's hard out here for a pimp. It's fucking hard as shit, bro. Like, the jobs are really low paying. And I mean, like, for poor people, you'd be like, yeah, you know what? You're poor. You shouldn't have had so many kids. I don't have kids, I'm just saying. But these are, like, things that people will say. Like, you should have a better paying job. You should have gone to school. You should have done this and that. And these people are working, you know, full-time jobs, doing, you know, the most. And they're not getting shit out of it. That's the problem. It's not that, you know, they're not working or people don't want to work. It's just that there's really, really not that many good jobs out there. There's a lot of jobs out there, but there's not that many good jobs out there. And I guess you could say, oh, well, Donald Trump is, you know, he's made the economy strong, and you know, there's more work out there than ever. You know, the joblessness rate is I guess as small as it's ever been, but they're not good jobs. There's not a lot of good jobs. But to his point, it doesn't affect them. So I can't you know, wrong him for that. He's in the right. So I understand. And this is one point I wanted to make through all this that I've understood from the beginning, ever since Donald Trump took office. This motherfucker has not done shit to unnerve his base. He's done everything right in their eyes. So you can't negate what he's done. And he's not going to lose any support that he already has. He's not going to. That's just how it is. So those people, they were never going to vote for him. They were never going to vote for Bernie Sanders anyways. I'm sorry. I had something in my throat. And I still do, I think. Hold on. But I had other people, I guess, comment on there. It was a chick. And her whole point was she doesn't want to vote for a socialist because she doesn't want a socialist country. I was like, all right, good point. I understand that. But Bernie Sanders is not a socialist. Bernie Sanders is a democratic socialist or a social democrat, if anything. And I had to explain to her that socialism isn't, or social democracy is not socialism, and that the U.S. already uses social democracy in many aspects, like the roads, the police, fucking firefighters, all this shit. I don't know the firefighters. I mean, I guess that is. And so pretty much, she posted some other thing that was like a Cuban and a Chinese and all this shit, like a bunch of flags. She's like, Cuba and China are you know, we don't want to be like Cuba and China, and we definitely, you know, we don't want to become a socialist country. People run from socialist countries and come to us. And I kind of, first of all, Cuba and China are communist countries, so that made no sense. And second of all, I just kind of realized that the reason why people voted for Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders is because so many people, at least in Virginia, you know, because it's more of a southern state than people think. It really is. Like, at least the people's mindsets, they're more southern, like, than people up north. At least in Manassas, Virginia, especially, because it's the south of the northern Virginia side. But I realized that people, they don't understand when people are trying to help them, because the news make them out to be something that they're not. And people in this area, at least, still have a very strong, I guess, trust in the news, even after everything that's come out and all the fake news and, you know, just the misinformation campaigns that you can clearly see. You know, it's like, oh, this guy's a front runner, and he's not a front runner, all this stuff, everyone trashing him. People believe that stuff. And I guess people in these certain areas, they'd rather go for someone who's safe than someone who the media makes him out to be a monster, even though all their plans are to help us out. And it's actually kind of scary, you know. People will believe anything they tell them. I guess my point to that is, I guess the people who understand where I'm coming from, and they understand that this whole election, from the beginning, from the fact that they had already decided their front runners, and they picked like five different candidates: Kamala, Pete, Amy at one point, even Elizabeth Warren. They were kind of tooting her horn, even though they really don't like her. You know, they've been trying to take him out like that. They impeached Trump on purpose so they could throw the election for Bernie, in case anything happened, regardless. Because they know that even if Bernie would have won, Trump's impeachment failure already gave him the approval rating rise, and pretty much just the support of the trust of the country to help him win. So pretty much what I'm trying to say is, the establishment, their plan has worked. And It would seem that even now with Bernie winning California and possibly winning Texas due to the errors, it looks like Joe Biden has won. But, I mean, the errors make it seem like he hasn't really won. You know, at least I've from what I've seen, there's a lot of mathematical errors. And even if Bernie has a strong plurality, I can't see any way that the establishment doesn't get their way. And if they do, man, I don't know about y'all. I'm not trying to say anything about y'all. I would never vote blue again. I'm never voting blue again. I'm not saying I'm going to vote red either. I'm just saying I would never vote blue again if that was the case. Because, and it looks like that's the case. And honestly, I'm disheartened by this as a voter. Like, it really does seem like our votes don't fucking count. And that's the shit that really is the problem. And I think if they take it to a convention, that whoever they want to win, they're gonna have win. And you know, it's pretty much even before this, you know, all the people throwing their hats in the bucket, and the misinformation. It's been fuck you to the DNC, you know, or the Democratic Party. It's the most ironic name for a party, Democratic Party, and you guys are literally fixing every single election. So that's just my take on this. This is a Young Tito podcast. I hope y'all have a blessed day, and I hope you guys, people who are still, I guess, whose primaries haven't happened, go out and vote. Do what you gotta do. I'm not telling y'all to vote for anyone. Just go vote. Go vote. Do democracy's part. And we'll see y'all later. Have a good day.